Space News 61, commenting on some of the news. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of January 12, 2025. As today's first subject, I'd like to comment on a few things about the High Council of Teyagata. I could have included this next in my video, exposing the High Council, but the information arrived to me just a few hours late. As CIC has informed me, it is interesting to see that many of you out there have deducted this next information on your own. 19 of the 24 official High Council members who have been arrested, and who have been in office since at least 2018, are not Teyagatan. They are human government and cabal operatives set in place to take over the Teyagatan civilization. This answers one of the most disturbing questions about this invasion plan of theirs, and it is how is it possible that Teyagatan citizens could have been corrupted to go against their own people, commit treason against them, and so on, all in exchange for who knows what. Because it is hard to believe they could be corrupted by money and power. There is no need for money in Teyagatan society, so that rules it out as a bribing mechanism, and power, well, there could be a factor there, although, power for, or over what exactly? I ask. Well, the answer is clear, they never were Teyagatans, they are Earth humans of the worst kind, who were infiltrated there for evil purposes. This opens a lot of questions about how they managed that, and although this is still being investigated, it is quite clear for the Teyagatan intelligence detachment tasked with solving all this, that they were helped and extracted from Earth through, and with the cooperation of human secret space program. All with the full cooperation of the Centauri Alphratans working as the pawns and henchmen of the obscure part of the Galactic Federation. There is a lot of Alphratan space traffic in and out of the planet, so they most probably were extracted from Earth that way, although the use of portal technology cannot be discarded as the human deep cabal is so keen on using them. Physical, via spaceship extraction is still a more convincing explanation, as portals would be overly complicated to use for them as they cannot use them to enter any Teyagatan planet directly, because they would be extremely easily discovered by the existing detection grid in place there as part of the Teyagatan planetary defense mechanisms. They would have had to exit Earth using a portal, and then look for a way to infiltrate themselves into Teyagata, when by starship it is more direct, especially if they already had some rotten High Council member helping them enter the planets, jumping through the Teyagatan equivalent of immigration control. And that part would have been very easy as it is quite poor, because real Teyagatans never saw the need for stricter mechanisms, as they rely a lot on more sophisticated detection systems to stop evil things from entering the planets, and all of them are highly technological. 19 of 24 High Council members were Earth Cabal and evil Galactic Federation operatives, but there were 5 who were indeed Teyagatan, yet all of them had vast Earth society influence, and are also known to be part of the repetitive attempts to infiltrate and assimilate Teyagata into Earth Cabal control. Those 5 are the true Teyagatan rotten apples. In my past video about exposing the High Council, I mentioned 2 attempts to impose a puppet queen on Teyagata, yet there were at least another 2 in between and that did not go too far. Yet this last time the Cabal of Earth nearly achieved its evil intentions, as Teyagata was very close to being invaded, uncomfortably close. They had managed to take over the entire High Council, and they were only waiting for the opportunity to erase Queen Alanim first, and then me, to place their own puppet queen, and then the political overthrow would have been complete, because they would have taken over both sides of the Teyagatan political power structure, First the High Council, which acts more or less like a Senate on Earth, and then the royalty leadership side as well. This time they came very close to achieving their evil goals, because with Alanim abdicating, all they needed to do was take me out, and they nearly succeeded, because I was an untreated peritonitis away from dying. Hadn Captain Goriel activated Protocol 827 and removed me from the already neutralized crew of the starship Sardiclea. I insist that I am not exaggerating, because my medical doctors later explained to me that I was terribly sick, and close to collapsing more than once, back in November 2024. And this brings me to comment on a few more personal things. When I accepted to be Queen Alanim's replacement, I thought it was cool to be a princess, and to receive special treatment and education, especially because my self-esteem was so badly hurt back then. Becoming a queen was something quite far-fetched for me back then, because I saw it as almost an impossibility, or at least something that could be an option, or a yet-to-come potential for me, something well into the future, especially when I saw Alanim Alexandra as a young woman, and with many years to go during her term as the Taygetan queen. I never saw what happened come so fast onto me, being that I was a princess only for a few weeks before being thrown directly into the fray, and with terribly heavy responsibilities on my shoulders, and no, I was not ready, so I only did as best as I could. Now I fully understand why no one else wanted the nomination, the job of being the Taygetan king or queen. Who would want to? Especially when they will attempt to kill you only a few months into office. I am well aware that I am still in danger, and perhaps I will always be as long as I am the queen, but I am coming to accept that as part of the job, I know I have what it takes, and I will be especially careful from now on, knowing that there will be more attempts against my life. They did not succeed in taking me out this last time, and I am still here with three New Year's resolutions for 2025: breathe, eat, and not die. I am just kidding, or more or less. Seriously, I am still alive, and now I am angry, not vengeful angry, a much more dangerous kind of anger, the logical and focused based one, with a purpose and a plan. No one will touch Taygeta under my watch. But I know that the problem is being generated from Earth, and Taygeta cannot be free of evil, or free of any invasion danger as long as there are dark forces on Earth. Earth is also my home. I grew up there for nearly 13 years, and even though I was not born there, that does not matter. You cannot protect one civilization without protecting the other. And even knowing what I am up against, I don't care. I will be true to my nature and I will do whatever is in my power to solve both civilizations' problems. It looks like no one else had the balls or the ovaries to take on such a responsibility, the one that comes with being a Taygetan king or queen, but I am here now, so I will always do my best to become the Earth Cabal's and the Dark Galactic Federation's biggest problem. And I have already started, ever since I signed close cooperation treaties and alliances with the Irma Confederation, because I know no one can mess with those magnificent cats. My next step is already underway, as I have convinced and instigated the other civilizations in the M45 Pleiades star system, those who are part of the Alcyon Council, to do a complete security check on their own people, to discard any possibility of Earth Cabal operatives infiltrating themselves into their societies, as they did with Taygeta. I have been informed that all but one Pleiadian civilization is already looking into this, and the only one who isn't, doesn't need it, as they are the Hyadean people, who are more Irma, and they cannot see how something like that can happen because they are so extremely powerful and with easy access to the astral, so good luck with tricking them. With what I just said above, I wanted to share with you my determination and my conviction to face Tay Jetan and Earth's problems to the limit of my capacity and resources. I am not all-powerful, I wish I was, and I am under a lot of Galactic Federation restrictions and rules, most of which I do not agree with, but a lot can still be done around them. I will continue to operate from Earth's orbit because the problem is here and I need to be close to it. The Irma King Rua agrees with me about this strategy. And I will continue to oversee Taegita with remote presence technology, and in person whenever possible or advisable. I am here for the duration. Moving on with another subject I'd like to address. I am aware that many of you out there would like me to comment on certain popular extraterrestrial races. The problem is that I do not see that as convenient or as a good idea, because those races that were mentioned have a high amount of fans, and some are even being defended by highly fanatic, sometimes aggressive people, which I do not want to have anything to do with. People who react and behave in a highly regressive manner for someone calling themselves positive. My information will most certainly conflict with theirs, and with the image their fans have of those races and of their representatives. And because of what I just said above, you get the hint that I don't like them. Those people may not like me, but I do not care, and I'd ask them to please take a number, because other people are standing in line to get to me. I cannot talk about people, so I don't say names, because it is not important and it only brings unnecessary complications. Besides, I have no right to interfere with their online work by giving my opinion, because I do not know what life hardships and difficulties they are dealing with, as they do not know mine either, because I am most certainly not living in a rose garden. I must deal with complicated Galactic Federation exopolitics, among countless other difficult, very important things, so I don't have the time nor the emotional and mental energy to care about the opinions of other YouTubers and similar. So, let's leave that there. Before I say goodbye for today, I want to thank the people who have donated to my channel, and to the people who, having done so multiple times, have become my sponsors. Thank you so much for supporting me and my mission here, which includes this YouTube channel that is of top priority for me, as it is the only way I can share my thoughts and what goes on in general with all of you. Thank you. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.